Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. Well, you're your ghost host for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching.
Did you stumble walking in?
Yeah.
And pull down on those safety bars, because we won't be doing that for you. Guys, we're just having fun here today in the graveyard.
I can't even go anywhere now because of the last episode, all the hate mail I've received.
Yes, listeners, please take it easy on Craig. He didn't mean to compare a Disney Deluxe Resort to a Motel 6.
I can't sleep anymore.
Today is another special Thursday bonus episode, episode 28, Shortcuts in the World. And Derek, what will we be talking about today?
I wouldn't consider it a shortcut, but Highway 50... from Highway 100.
No.
Not
Disney World.
Not Hickman County.
Not in the world.
You said in the world.
In the world is in like, the Disney World.
Capital World. Yeah. I got you. Okay, sorry. Old Highway 50 is what I was thinking.
How would you have us determine how we make these shortcuts, Derek?
No, not again. I don't want to hear how Derek plans to hurt me this week. What we were discussing was, obviously, going to Walt Disney World is can be a very overwhelming, even cumbersome experience. And so one thing that can be a challenge is just getting from point A to point B. What is the best way to get from Town Square to Frontierland, or from Storybook Circus over to the castle? These may seem like easy solutions when looking at a Disney park map or even the app, but there are sometimes some choices that you can make to get there faster.
And it's all about avoiding the lines. Everybody stands in lines. That's one thing at Disney you'll learn, we've said before in the past. When you see a line, don't get in it. There's probably another way to do it. But everybody in all the world, you'll see it. And it's funny because I noticed this so much. Last night we was coming back from a ball game, and I noticed that everybody got in the same line driving out when their left lane was wide open.
Yep.
Everybody likes lines. So we're trying to help you avoid those lines.
And not just a line, but you know, you see people follow a herd of people heading one way. That might not be the best way to go.
Right.
We've titled this the Grim Avoidance System, also known as what, Derek?
Gas.
Yes. This is Grim Grinning.
Nothing like a good case of gas.
Grim Grinning gas to help you avoid crowds that are heading from point A to point B, or just to get from point A to point B a little bit faster. We are going to break this down park by park to help you through the parks to the best of our ability. And these are routes that we have used before with our own families and parties that we've gone with. And perhaps they can help you in your future touring of theme parks at Walt Disney World. So, guys, what park do we want to start with?
The park.
Magic Kingdom.
The park. So we start at Typhoon Lagoon, and we'll be looking at the Lazy River.
Summer Winterland.
Oh, Summer Winterland. We will be starting in the Magic Kingdom. Derek, my man, my boy, my home slice.
And the chief of gas.
And show the us. Chief of gas.
Chief
what
gas.
What is your number one shortcut in the Magic Kingdom?
Let us have it. Cut it loose.
Rip it.
How old are we?
Not old enough.
That's right. I'm going to have to go.
Look, we're three middle-aged men talking about Disney. You can't talk about age, okay?
Did you say three millionaire men?
Yes, that too.
Okay.
Because we are DVC renters. You know what? We didn't say cabbage in the last episode.
You made up for it this time.
There we go. We'll get it in twice.
I can't believe that.
Hey, and people are still using hashtag diesel even on things they say to us. So
who's saying things to us? I mean... What? Who are these people?
Okay, when I'm thinking about a shortcut at Magic Kingdom, I'm thinking hub avoidance.
Ah, yes. Stay clear from the hub.
H-A.
Ha.
Does Rachel also practice hub avoidance?
I don't. She probably. Her ha is husband avoidance.
As in her hubby? Yes.
Y'all are on the same page. That's pretty good.
So my first one is going to be if you turn in front of Casey's Corner and stay in front of Crystal Palace, there's a little trail that goes in front of Crystal Palace and takes you to Adventureland. And you totally miss the hub.
And as encourage you to pull up the app while we go through these, and you can see these for yourself.
It is. It's kind of tough to describe when you're not familiar with the locale that we are mentioning. The world.
So next, Casey's Corner. Go cut through there. By Crystal Palace.
The hub avoidance system has... It is best to be enforced during parade times.
So we have gas and has.
Has. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Hub avoidance.
Okay.
Yes.
Craig, what's one you like to use in Magic Kingdom?
I like to swim across from TTC.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's not illegal.
Oh.
Well, lifetime ban.
And this is something, I don't know if you could. I guess
that wouldn't
even
be a shortcut unless you're like Michael Phelps.
He's got a point.
Okay, I've got my shortcut. We will stay with Derek, and we'll stay on Main Street. A good way, and a lot of people may already know this, but a good way to avoid the crowds on Main Street is just go through the shops. All the shops are really connected, and you can start right there at, what's the very first store on the left?
The Emporium.
The Emporium, right. The Emporium. Start the Emporium, and you can go all the way up Main Street through Casey's and come out on that same path that Derek just talked about right there at the Crystal Palace. And that saves you lots of time, especially when there's a parade going on.
Yes.
When you're leaving the park, that's a quick way to get through there, and that would be my first shortcut.
And important to note that it is just on that one side of Main Street. The other side is not open like that.
Correct.
I remember we watched, this was when Bruin was little, so it was Sissy and I in a stroller. We watched the Festival of Fantasy Parade in Frontierland. Derek, I believe you and Rachel at that time. We cut over and got in those shops and were able to beat the parade out of the Magic Kingdom. So while the lead float was going down Main Street, we hurried and zigzagged through those shops. And it can save you, rather than getting caught in the mess of people that would leave after that parade, it can save you a significant amount of time.
And especially if you run as fast as you can. No, I'm joking. Do not do that. Don't run through the stores.
Yes, do not run. This one is one that we have mentioned before. Craig, I think you might have mentioned it on a Grim Grinning Greatness segment, but this is my favorite probably path shortcut in any Disney theme park, and that is the path that takes you from Space Mountain over to Storybook Circus on the far east side of the Magic Kingdom. Again, instead of having to fight the hustle and bustle that's going by Tomorrowland Speedway, by the teacups. Now, obviously, you need to be heading to either Space Mountain, Tomorrowland, or Storybook Circus one way or the other. Otherwise, it doesn't really do you a lot of good. But bypassing all of that foot traffic and just kind of getting off to yourself, that can, and as we talk about these shortcuts, maybe it doesn't necessarily save you a lot of time, but if it can save you a lot of hassle in terms of running into people, I think that path is as good as any in any Disney theme park. So that is my number one in Magic Kingdom.
And I've got one more for Magic Kingdom, and it's, again, it's not necessarily going to save you a lot of time, but it is going to save you hassle because it's typically not as crowded as the main thoroughfare over in Frontierland, and it's the little boardwalk over there that goes from Frontierland over towards to Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain. And it's typically, like I said, there's probably maybe 30 to 40% of the people use that boardwalk area that would use the main concrete area.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, really, if you're looking to get from point A to point B fast, you can move pretty quickly. And it tends to be it's a more scenic view because you are there on the water. You get some good views of Tom Sawyer Island. And it's, again, it's right there. It's not like it's hidden, but it's a shortcut that a lot of people just don't tend to use.
Yep.
I'd like to say another shortcut I have, and I think this, you may think, well, that's not really a shortcut, but if you get over to where the circus is and Dumbo and all that and get on the train and go to the front of the park, that saves you quite a bit of time, really. I mean, it doesn't seem like it, but you're not having to cut through people and things. It depends how long you have to wait for the train, but that's a pretty good shortcut too to get to the front of the park pretty quick.
Yeah. And especially if you're trying to get from Frontierland to Storybook Circus or to Fantasyland. I mean, you're talking about on polar opposite sides of the park. Yeah, the train is a definite. Another one I really like, and again, a lot of these aren't secretive, right? They're just, they tend to be pathways that fewer people use. Is
the path less trodden?
Trodden, yes. Or the road less traveled. If you're in Frontierland or Liberty Square and you're trying to get to Fantasyland, instead of going up by the Haunted Mansion and by the Tangled Restrooms, by It's a Small World, go over to Sleepy Hollow, take a left, and then take that little pathway that'll bring you up right beside the castle. Again, it's a pretty walk. It's a smaller trail, but it's not nearly as traveled as the other main thoroughfare. And you can get some good views of Cinderella Castle right there next to the water. And it drops you out right in the middle of Fantasyland if you're needing to get to the carousel or a princess meet or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. How can I avoid people?
And then there's one that mirrors it on the other side of the castle as well.
Yes.
But the left side is my preferred side of the castle, honestly.
And why is that?
I don't know. No idea, but I can't explain it.
Well, with the pathway on the opposite side of the castle, you don't get as good of a view of the castle and the moat there in the front of it.
That's true.
Another quick way to get from point A to point B, if you're over in Frontierland, is to cut through right next to, I believe it's the arcade.
Yes.
And you can cut through and get over there to the flying carpets and that part of Ventureland to the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse. And so that's a pretty quick way to get through there. And these are places, I think, like Matthew said, it's not anything that wow, I didn't realize that was there. But there may be some people that do say, wow, I didn't realize that was there. And it's a quick way to get over. There's actually two there. There's one there, and the other one is on down a little bit.
Well, there's one right next to Country Bear Jamboree that you can cut through. And then another one that's kind of between the Frontierland Shooting Arcade and the Diamond Horseshoe.
Right.
And there's
restrooms there, too. I was a little bit.
I actually used the one next to Country Bear last time. We were getting ready to watch the Muppets present great moments in American history. And we had about 5 minutes. It was early in the morning. So I hurried over and used that shortcut to go to Aloha Isle. I grabbed a snack that Derek recommended, the pineapple soft serve, pineapple upside down cake, which was awesome, by the way. I don't think we discussed that. And then I hurried back over to the show because of the shortcut. I was able to get that. But that's what's so beautiful about the Magic Kingdom and really all these parks is there's all these paths and nooks and crannies that you can use to your advantage. Again, as long as you know that they're there. Otherwise, there are plenty of people that just use the main highways and byways in these parks, and those are fine, but at crowded times of the day, it can get a little chaotic. Any other shortcuts in Magic Kingdom?
You mentioned it earlier. Some people may not look at it as a shortcut, including Derek. But over there in Fantasyland, if you go, you do go in front of Gaston's Tavern and back in there, but that kind of is a little bit quicker if the crowds are pretty big, you know, going right there.
The pathway behind Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is much less crowded than the pathway in front of it.
All right, so where to next, guys?
Oh, how about Islands of Adventure?
How about Epcot?
So we're not going to Universal?
All right, at Epcot, my favorite one is probably over towards Test Track, and it goes from Test Track to the Odyssey Center.
Yeah.
And kind of on the outside, the lagoon side of the Odyssey building, there's a restroom back there, so it's a very pleasant walk along the water and a good way to avoid people along the entrance of the World Showcase. We go that way quite often.
Yeah, I mean, that can take you to Test Track or back over to the main Future World area, right?
Right, correct.
Craig, do you have any at Epcot?
One way I like, it's cutting through either side of Interventions, like and even on the Mouse Gear, I like cutting through there a little bit quicker, getting from point A to point B. Usually when they provide, and I know I said that for Magic Kingdom, cutting through the stores, but usually when you provide a mini doors because they have to, it's usually a shortcut to get from one place to the other, with, again, avoiding crowds as you go through there.
Yeah, one kind of with that is you can cut through Club Cool, grab you a quick sample, and then it'll spit you out on the other side of the building if you're going to the Imagination Pavilion or even the land. And coming from Imagination, there's a little, for whatever reason, we always find ourselves kind of, Figment is usually the last attraction we hit, and then we kind of head up toward World Showcase. You don't have to go back to the main central hub area of Future World. There is a little pathway that you can take through there and walk along the water, and it's especially pretty to do when you're in the midst of the flower and garden festival. with all those plants that are there. So there's a lot of little pathways there in Future World, kind of behind interventions on both sides to help you get from one side of the park to the other, or even to World Showcase.
We kind of mentioned this same thing with the train. You can use the boat and get across from a Future World over to World Showcase, and you just use the boat and it'll take you straight across.
I have never been on a boat in the seven. Is it the Seven Seas Lagoon? Mm-hmm. What lagoon is that? World Showcase Lagoon? I don't know what
it is. World Showcase Lagoon.
I've never been on those boats.
We did that last time we were there. We thought that was kind of...
Been on it one time. It's good if you're tired and you're, mm-hmm. you don't want to walk a mile and a quarter around World Showcase. Guys, are there any shortcuts in World Showcase? I know we kind of... It's kind of viewed as just that one large loop, but other than the boat, is there a shortcut anywhere in there?
You've got one over in Canada, but I mean, but you have to be in Canada. I mean, so you got two different ways to come out of Canada, I guess I should say. And a lot of your countries are like that, where you've got two or three different places to come in and go out. Some don't. I think like Italy, it's one way in, one way out. But some of them have those little sideways.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of shortcuts within World Showcase. There are a lot of little hidden pathways that are worth looking at and checking out if you want to go deep into a country. But that's not really what we're talking about. One that I think comes out of World Showcase that I know the three of us have used before is the International Gateway entrance that a lot of people don't realize is even there because it's kind of hidden off to the side. So if you're wanting to just get out of the park for a few minutes, if you want to go to Ample Hills Creamery over there on the boardwalk, which you gentlemen love, if you want to go to the beach club to eat or just do anything in that area, head out the International Gateway exit, entrance, whatever you want to call it, and go check out those resorts, maybe even walk over to Hollywood Studios. There's a shortcut, you could say, is just taking a walk or a boat over to Hollywood Studios instead of having to go back to the front of the park and bus over.
And there's also one for a ride if you want to bypass the ride. Most people ride Nemo to get into the aquarium in the Sea Pavilion, and you do not have to do that. You can go in.
You don't?
You don't. You go in the exit of the Nemo ride, and it takes you straight into the aquarium area.
Oh.
And so just we got tricked into that a few times before we realized that we didn't have to ride the ride because I'm not a big fan of that ride. So,
well, it's crazy, too, because as many times I've been over there, and even though I know that, like, I still walk up to the Nemo ride thinking that I don't see another entrance into the aquarium because all you see is this wait time board and the entrance into the ride. But if you move over to the left, you can go to Turtle Talk with Crush. You can go look at the fish if you don't want to see that ride. Again, a lot of times we don't view a shortcut is maybe skipping a ride, but in this scenario, it works.
The only other shortcut I see involves a scuba tank, but I don't think...
Probably would. Is there a shortcut over to Ellen's Synergy Adventure?
Not anymore.
That's right. You know, as we said with Magic Kingdom, the thing with Epcot, study the map. You don't always have to go where everyone else is going. You don't have to stick to the main thoroughfares. You can find those little hidden pathways. And while they may not be as prominent or time-effective... In terms of saving time, they can be found there in Epcot. So, gentlemen, do you want to move right next door from Epcot and go over to Hollywood Studios?
I think so, because I don't think it'll take long in Hollywood Studios.
Well, considering there's not much of a park still there, how many shortcuts can there be? Derek, what's your favorite shortcut in Hollywood Studios?
My favorite shortcut?
Yes.
Well, of course, my favorite one would be the one you just mentioned was about the International Gateway. Going out and just being able to walk to another park, so that's probably my favorite shortcut over there. I'm not a big shortcut person at Hollywood Studios.
It's about a 20-minute walk, right?
Right. Yeah, it's not bad.
Craig, you got any over at Hollywood Studios?
My favorite is the Streets of America. Oh.
Oh, you mean the studio backlot?
No, I mean Lights, Motor. No. Oh.
That definitely wasn't a shortcut. That was out in the middle of nowhere.
Honestly, another one that a lot of people do this already, so it's really not a surprise, but cutting across in front of Brown Derby. A lot of people cut through that patio rather than going around down the street and cutting around. You'll cut through Brown Derby right there at their tables, and that's kind of a little shortcut.
Yeah. Not having to get over to the main hub. Is Starring Rolls Cafe still open? It's been closed for how long, and yet it's still here on the map.
Is it? It's been closed a few months now, I believe.
It's been closed over a year, I thought.
Has it been that long?
Another one here If you are in Pixar Place, again, Pixar Place right now is just a dead end. That will obviously change in the very near future. But if you're coming from Toy Story Mania and maybe you're trying to cut back over, you know, used to you could take that back loop around the studio back lot and head to, over to Star Tours or Indiana Jones or even Muppet Courtyard. Instead of going all the way back out to the main exit of the Animation Courtyard, there are some steps and even a ramp there, kind of across from Little Mermaid. You can cut up there and go right across in front of what used to be the Great Movie Ride to head over to the other side of the park. And I know we've used that quite a bit. You don't have to go all the way around in front of the stage that sits there in the front. So that's been a shortcut that we've used before that came in handy. Any others?
I'm just looking forward to 2019. We don't have to keep saying, you know, where this used to be and where right. That used to be, that empty, you know, it'll be nice to actually. And I think that will complete more easier getting around at Hollywood Studios. Right now, it's just dead end, dead end, dead end. So
I look forward to the shortcuts that Toy Story Land and Star Wars Galaxy Edge will bring. You know, there's going to be tons of pathways in there. And maybe we can revisit this show when both of those open. But any other shortcut? Any other shortcuts, gentlemen?
I see no other.
So onward to Animal Kingdom?
Yes.
And another park that's not really, I don't feel that is shortcut friendly. But that may be just me, obviously.
Probably.
So, guys, do you have any here at Disney's Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom is not one that I've had any luck in finding any quote-unquote shortcuts. They kind of lead you where they want you to go, and there's not really... It's not like Hollywood Studios that has dead ends.
Right.
Everything kind of loops back, kind of more like Magic Kingdom. It all kind of loops back to various locations, and there's not really any shorter way to one place or another to me.
Yeah.
The only one I can think of that would be a less busy way would be the new way into Pandora.
Yes.
That we took along those wooden bridges all the way that comes down by Lion King.
Across from Lion King, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a road probably less traveled because I think most people probably come in Pandora and then go back out the way they came.
The main way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you're heading over to Africa, Lion King, Kilimanjaro Safaris, anything like that, that's definitely the way to go. You know, you look at the Animal Kingdom map and you see a lot of pathways around the Tree of Life, but looking over those, I don't really know if there's any that connect. Maybe the one on the backside connects and can save you some time if you're trying to go from one side of the tree to the other. But a lot of those are kind of dead end trails.
Yeah, for is it animal viewing and
yeah.
whatnot.
One that we have used before, you know, the path from Asia to Africa is just a kind of a long extended trail. But if you take a right, let's say you're coming from Asia heading over to Africa, you can take a right and cut through the Harambe Marketplace, and that kind of bypasses a lot of the main walkway in Africa. You know, that's where you find that music, and it's loud, and it's exciting. And if you want to go see that, that's fine. If you cut up through where the Harambe Marketplace is, and again, that really only applies if you're trying to get to the safaris or to the Wildlife Express train or to the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail. But if you're looking to get to those attractions and you cut through the Harambe Marketplace, rarely is there anybody that keeps that pathway crowded. So there's one. There's my one. Craig has one. Derek, did you find any?
I'm not really seeing a whole lot here. Just studying real quick. I've not, like I said before, I've not had a lot of luck just avoiding people at Animal Kingdom. It seems like the pathways are a little narrower. And so
it always kind of feels crowded a lot of times. So maybe not as many in Animal Kingdom as we see in other parks, but just hopefully today we gave you an idea of some paths, shortcuts, crannies you could take to avoid people and get to your destination even faster.
Now, if you look at the different resorts, there's several shortcuts to those too.
Yeah, we'd be looking at maps all day.
Yeah, but there's lots of shortcuts.
You're on your own there.
Yes, good luck.
Anything else, gentlemen, as far as shortcuts here in the graveyard?
I can't think. I think we automatically think of shortcuts when we think of Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And I think there are several shortcuts, and hopefully you've at least benefited from that. And again, this is a Thursday show, so we want to be kind of more fun, and there's something kind of unexpected. So hopefully this will be a benefit to you.
Let me just say this. Gas is always funny.
What? So, yes, we hopefully you were able to use some of the gas provided to help you as you tour the Disney World theme parks.
Gas and not diesel, right?
Aha, uh-huh, yes. Nor cabbage.
Cabbage will give you gas. Oh, sorry.
Can you use cabbage as fuel?
I don't think so.
Biodiesel.
It is time for Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness.
Nice, Craig. Really got into that one. And today I have the Grim Grinning Greatness question. Gentlemen, are you ready?
What if we're not?
Well, too bad. So, my question to you is, out of all of the dining establishments at Disney Springs...
Oh,
yes, I'm going.
You even knew somebody.
I'm going to Disney Springs. Out of all the restaurants at Disney Springs, which is your favorite? And I will go first. I will say Raglan Road. I've eaten at Raglan Road a couple of times. Planning to go there again next month on our spring break trip. Love the Raglan. Great food, great atmosphere, fun dining experience. Raglan Road. Derek, how about you, old pal?
Does it have to be a sit down?
Can it be any dining? Any dining.
Okay.
At Disney Springs.
Well, I've only been there once, and if you hadn't have said Raglan Road, it would have been Raglan Road. But since you said that, I'm going to have to go with the Daily Poutine.
Now, what is poutine?
It's French fries with some sort of liquid gravy-ish kind of stuff on it and cheese. And it's quite good.
It does sound good.
The liquid gravy-ish sounds good.
Gravy-ish.
Interesting that you chose a quick service, got to be honest.
Not that interesting, probably.
For me, I'm kind of would be at two again, but price-wise, if I'm on the lower end, I would go Earl of Sandwich because I like it.
The classic Earl.
Yes. But on the high end, the Boathouse, which my family ate it last time we went, and it was really good. Good seafood. It's right on the water. Just a neat atmosphere. Real good, and it's really not that expensive. I mean, it tops out around $35 a plate. So,
the Boathouse.
The Boathouse. It's really good.
Recommended.
And again, Disney Springs dining is something that's always changing. I won't be there to see the changes, but you all can keep us updated.
He'll be in the pool.
What is new and what is good. I'll be in the pool. That's right.
I also ate at the barbecue place last time I was there. Pig, what is it?
The potbelly pig.
Potbelly pig.
It was polite pig.
It was good, but I'm a barbecue connoisseur, so I wasn't overly impressed with the barbecue.
Big city barbecue is not the same as country style barbecue.
But it was good. I mean, I wouldn't say no if someone put it down in front of me. So I mean, it's good.
Well, that can be said for any food.
That's true.
Pretty much.
That's true.
Well, that'll do it from here in the graveyard, episode 28, Shortcuts in the World. We thank you all for listening today. As always, please like, share, follow, listen, and tweet us, or any combination of those will be fine.
And it really helped out. We could use some more subscribers or some comments on iTunes. That would be really beneficial. Don't accidentally click the two or the one. You want to click the five.
We are some five-star guys, and we appreciate all those five-star reviews that you give to us. That'll do it. And if we failed to include your favorite shortcut in one of the Walt Disney World theme parks, tell us, let us know on Twitter, Facebook, or any form of social media, or in the comments section of the show.
Help us
help you. And as you leave, as always, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
I'm your Matthew. I guess my gas starts outside the park. Okay.
That's awesome.
As always, when you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking.